There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Romania has set an example for Europe by adopting a new law which recognizes and protects the kosher ritual slaughter of animals. Many European countries at present ban the slaughter of animals without stunning them first, which animal rights activists say is more humane, but it is not permitted under Jewish law. Following an EU gathering last month of Jewish and Muslim leaders to discuss ritual meat preparation, the Conference of European Rabbis has praised the new legislation, which they believe paves the way for other European countries to follow. The president of the Conference of European Rabbis, Rabbi Pinchas Goldschmidt, says he hopes other European leaders will now adapt such an approach, which values and recognizes the future of Jewish life on the continent. Romania's Chamber of Deputy Speaker, Marcel Șilicu, echoed Rabbi Goldschmidt's words, also saying that he is proud to protect and support the Jewish community of Romania, adding that this new law will ensure the Jewish community that they are safe and can freely practice their faith without hindrance. Another first has surfaced in the techno world, and it's a new user-friendly and effective technological invention for Jewish communities worldwide. It's a new portal called Report It, which is open not only to Jews, but also anyone who wants to report any hate, racism, anti-Semitism, or other discriminatory practices. The portal is the brainchild of the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement and Fighting Online Anti-Semitism Group in reaction to a rise in such activities. Without a need to sign up, this platform allows anyone to locate offensive and abusive postings on other social media sites and then report and record such material on Report It. A spokesperson for the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement says the site is a game changer in that it now provides a social media platform for victims to counter this daily threat as a larger community. It clearly also documents all offensive practices for clear action to be taken and also provides a quicker response to such activities. Staying on the subject of inaugural techno launches, and Momentum has just launched its first social networking app exclusively for Jewish women. It's called Yom, which translates to day in Hebrew, and its aim is to unite Jewish women globally, where they can interact and learn about each other's community initiatives, social structures, and environmental influences. Momentum has also launched a complimentary website, which invites Jewish women to tell their own stories, which is an interactive platform where Jewish women globally can share their Jewish experiences, and others can then add to or contribute their experiences. The app is created by Momentum in conjunction with the Mayberg Foundation, the Israeli Ministry of Diaspora Affairs, Deborah and David Magaman, and Momentum Canada. A power source called green hydrogen, also known as renewable hydrogen, derived from algae, could in future power our transportation and industrial needs, and Israeli scientists are currently making breakthroughs on this process in pursuit of renewable energy. Since research began 10 years ago at Tel Aviv University, Professor Iftach Jacobi and his team believe that this particular energy source is the answer to industrial activities which emit harmful gases, and in transport where electrical bikes can instead use green hydrogen battery power, which will increase its range sixfold. The team also cites advantages for farmers using such energy in remote areas, where they can store hydrogen harvested during the day and use it for electricity when night comes. Green hydrogen is recognized as an energy source worldwide, however, as of yet, its overall potential is yet to be fully exploited. And with the year nearing an end, and with the Grammy Awards happening soon after, Jewish nominees are making their mark in various categories, more so than in previous years. Following a recent announcement, prominent Jewish names have been nominated in pop, rap, music, writing in classical music, and other less popular genres. Amongst these nominees, we have Jack Antonoff, a New Jersey Jewish day school grad, who is nominated for Producer of the Year. Doja Cat, a Jewish rapper and pop star, is up for 5 awards. Mel Brooks, going strong at 96 years old, he's nominated for the Best Audiobook category. Tony Kushner, one of Hollywood's most prominent Jewish screenwriters, who has also worked alongside Steven Spielberg, is nominated for Best Musical Theatre Album. And Flora Purim, a Brazilian Jewish jazz artist and world music icon, is nominated for Best Latin Jazz Album. The 65th Grammy Awards will take place on February the 5th in Los Angeles. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.